Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
This is Paul. Them boys was on fire here. Listen to what they said here. You know, when they say, when anybody ever go to the eye doctor? I know Ray got glasses, so I know you went, Ray. What is 2020? Well, 2020 means what? Good vision. Acts 2020. Isn't that weird? Here's what it says. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and taught you publicly and from house to house. Goodness gracious alive. If you want to put your specs on, if you want to have clear vision, you need to teach publicly and from house to house. It all got started in the house. God wants us to go, simply to go. He simply wants us to go. And one thing that I want to encourage you on today is that as we go, the results or the consequences is on Christ, not us. He simply says, go. We can't save anybody. I want you to understand that. When we are out there persuading people, the Holy Spirit intervenes and touches their heart, and they see Christ and they accept Him. That's how someone gets saved. Not us talking to them. We're just persuading them and introducing them to Christ. Christ and the Holy Spirit does the work. I want to be clear there. And what one thing the Bible tells me is He said His Word will not come out void. We went out this Saturday. We didn't see one soul come to Christ. But let me tell you, what a good time we had. Your brother Mike was talking about he don't speak Spanish, you don't have to. We know somebody named Jenny that do. Hallelujah! We ran into a girl called Jenny Saturday. We've been praying. My team that went out with me, Brother Ray and Dee, we prayed for Spanish person. We ran into Jenny, and man, she was right down the line. Brother Spike's going to follow up with her. Y'all keep praying for Jenny. And she said she wanted to be out there. I think the Lord's going to use her. One thing also, the result is not us. 1 Corinthians 3:6, if you would turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. God is working it out for you, and you just don't know it. Let me tell you something real quick before we get to the scripture. Me and my son Jawan, we coach basketball. This is so funny. We had a guy that had never came to practice. He was on our roster, and we were trying to kick him off. We're like, hey, because we saw somebody else that played better, and we wanted him on our team. So I went to the facility manager. I said, I want him off our team. He haven't came. We haven't seen her. She said, no, we're not going to kick him off. And I think that's bad. And me and my son are like, man, they just being mean. That joker showed up Saturday. He's the best player on the team. I say, God is working it out, and we don't even know it. We're trying to mess it up, and we won by 9 points. That guy who came we haven't seen, he scored 11. Wow. If we let God work and we get out the way, we can see something happen. And I tell you, that was awesome win Saturday. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Boy, I love this one. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now, the planting water is important, but nothing will happen until Christ or God does the work. The Bible says, he that keepeth the city waketh in vain if he doesn't do it in the Lord. The Lord must keep that city. God must do the work. The person that planted, say, hey, I did my part. That was needed. The one that watered, that was needed. But nothing's going to happen until God says it increased.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.